You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Wahine Kākano is the New Zealand Young Women's Festival being held at AUT next Monday, supported by the Human Rights Commission, the Māori Women's Welfare League and the National Council of Women. It's a one-day event for 16 to 22-year-old women and non-binary people to engage with a range of speakers on topics such as innovation, the future of work, sustainability, relationships, adulting, authenticity, diversity and inclusion. Lizzie Marvely is the festival director and spoke with Lillian Hanley. Lillian speaks by, we're talking today.
It's just a day when a whole bunch of amazing young women and non-binary students come together and hear from some really inspirational speakers and do some workshops and get to know each other.
And this isn't the first time it's been run, right?
No, it ran last year. We had our first event last year, same place, AUT. And this year, we've expanded it. So it's here in Auckland, but it's also going to be down in Rotorua. The Rotorua Festival is actually on Saturday. So yeah, I'm really excited about that.
And how did this sort of come about? What's the point behind it?
It actually came about when a group of people all had the same idea, really. So the Human Rights Commission, the National Council for Women, both had the same idea. I also had the same idea about trying to get a whole bunch of young women together. So they all went to AUT. AUT called me in. We had a chat. We decided rather than doing, you know, three small events, that we should do one big event, go big or go home. We've been working together ever since. The Māori Women's Welfare League has jumped on board as well. And it's awesome. And we're so grateful. We've got some amazing sponsors who are on board. We wouldn't be able to do it without them.
And it's the Human Rights Commission is also behind it, right? So what elements of human rights are we talking here?
Well, the Human Rights Commission supports this event as part of their commitment to young women, trying to empower young women, to teach them about their own power and their rights and all those kinds of things. But there are some rights-specific workshops that are in the festival. So there's a workshop around youth rights from a legal perspective. There's some workshops around sexual harassment and sexual violence. So there's a bunch of different experiences that are part of the day that will give the girls and the young women and non-binary students some more tools to put in their toolbox.
Mm. And it's sort of a focus on one of the sentences in the release is after school or after a gap year or after uni, sort of what happens after that. In terms of I guess there being very many different or diverse ways of going about your life, what's this kind of idea of focusing? Yeah, why is it? Are you focusing on that?
What we're basically saying is that there's no one way to do life. You know, I think a lot of young people grow up thinking, oh, I've got to go to school and I've got to go to uni or I've got to go and get a job and I've got to do this and I can't do that. And what we're saying to young people is that no one's actually got it figured out. But these are some of the things that you could do. These are some tips and tricks, I suppose, that you can take into doing this really, you know, scary thing called adulting, which, to be honest, I'm 29 and I still haven't really figured out adulting yet. So we just kind of take some of the pressure off young women, but we're also trying to open their minds and give them some other options and just kind of say, you know, you do you, but here's all the cool things that you could do.
And is it also sort of maybe exposing different ways of talking about success even, or different ways of measuring
Absolutely.
Success?
Absolutely, yeah, definitely. And I think that's so important. I think there's so much pressure on our young people, but actually, you know, the most important measure of success really is that you feel fulfilled and that your life is meaningful to you. So it's about kind of debunking all of the messages that we're constantly sent as women, as young women, and just, yeah, rewriting the script, I suppose, giving young women some other options.
And what about, because there's another question in the release, young women saying to themselves, what am I going to do with my life? But what about those who do know, or that there are, you know, young people that know what they want to do, but there are things in the way?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, part of it is, like I said, you do you. You know, if we've got young people who actually really know what they want to do, then, you know, we hope that we'll be able to support them through this process, that they'll learn some things along the way during the day that might help them to get to where they want to go to. And if there are obstacles in the way, you know, there are some, our keynote speaker, for example, Lisa Tamati, she is going to do quite a lot of speaking around resilience. So there's something in there for every young woman, I think. You know, it's a very varied program. And I think that everyone who comes along will take something away.
Mm. Could you just elaborate on the name itself, Wahine Kākano? What is Kākano?
Kākano is a seat. So the idea behind Wahine Kākano is that these are the young women who are, you know, the seeds of our future. These are the young women who are just springing forth into their life journeys. So, yeah, I mean, I suppose if you want to, I'm going to be a bit lame here, but if you want to take like a garden analogy, then like, you know, nourishing the seeds of the future. That's what's behind the name.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.